马可福音。
Let's turn back to Mark.
马可的第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
第八章哈。
Chapter 8.
马可第八章34节。
Verse 34. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这里主耶稣对他的门徒众人这样说。
Here Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples and also to the multitudes.
若有人要跟从我。
If there is anyone who desires to come after me.
这是一个建议，让你有一个选择的机会。
This is a suggestion, and you can make your choice.
你要跟从我吗？
Do you want to come after me?
那下面就是应该付什么代价。
And then he describes what sacrifice you must offer to take this.
要舍己，然后背十字架来跟从我。
You must first deny yourself and then take up your cross and then follow me.
我们知道结婚很重要。
We know that getting married is very important.
因为如果结婚的对象是对的，我们一生带来很大的幸福。
If the person we are going to marry is the right person, they will bring a lifetime of blessings for us.
如果结错了婚，一生受苦。
But if we marry the wrong person, then we will suffer for the rest of our lives.
信仰比婚姻更重要。
But faith is even more important than marriage.
信仰在属灵上也可以说是一种婚姻。
Faith is likened to a marriage spiritually.
主耶稣对我们的爱好像一个婚约的爱。
The kind of love that Lord Jesus shows to us is like the love of the marriage covenant.
那受洗的时候是许配给基督。
And so when we agree to be baptized, we agree to be betrothed to Lord Jesus Christ.
然后主耶稣再来叫做婚宴。
And then when Lord Jesus comes again, that is the time when we will shall enjoy our marriage banquet.
但是如果我们愿意来选择他。
But if we are willing to choose him.
我们的前面一定是好的。
Then our future will be bright.
这跟我们在选择配偶绝对不一样。
And this is very different from choosing a future spouse.
因为配偶也是人。
Because a spouse is merely human.
所以既然是人，就不完全了。
Because they are human, they will have their imperfections.
那既然人就会改变。
And because they are human, they are subject to change.
所以有时候这刚结婚的时候，对方是很好。
And so sometimes when we first get married, we enjoy a blissful period.
但是过一段时间，他可能会变呢。
But after a period of time, maybe they change their heart.
也可能变好，也可能变坏。
They may change for the better or for the worse.
所以现在人很难预测他的婚姻会有什么结果。
And so it is very untenable for people getting married today whether or not their spouse will be faithful to the end.
因为太多变数。
Because there are so many uncontrollable factors.
但是当我们选择来跟从主耶稣。
But today, when we choose to follow Jesus.
主耶稣是百分之的好，百分之百的好。
And Jesus is 100% perfect, 100% good.
所以圣经说，一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，是从上头来的。
And therefore the Bible says, all good things and the heavenly blessings above are from the heaven above.
从众光之父那里来。
It is from the Father of lights.
在他并没有转动的影儿。
In him there is no shadow of turning or any darkness within.
从神来的是美善的。
And so everything that comes from God above is all good.
是全备的。
It is perfect.
没有缺点。
It is without any imperfections.
他是光。
He is the light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness whatsoever.
在他里面没有负面。
In him there is no negativity.
所以如果我们愿意选择他。
And so if we choose him.
这个婚姻对我们绝对是好的。
And so this spiritual marriage will surely be good for us.
但是主耶稣没有强迫了，所以若有人要跟从我。
But Lord Jesus never forces us, but he suggests if we are willing to come after him.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个代价很大。
Because the sacrifice is great.
结婚也是一样啊。
It is the same with any marriage.
结婚是一种享受。
Marriage is a form of pleasure.
但是也有代价。
But it also carries its own price of sacrifice.
你如果一直想享受，忘记了自己的应该付的代价，这个婚姻会有问题。
If we continue to enjoy the marriage by our unwilling to give forth of our own effort, sacrifice ourselves, then eventually our marriage will run into problems.
我们愿意付代价，我们就可以享受福分。
If we're willing to give of ourselves, to sacrifice ourselves, then we can continue to enjoy the blessings of the marriage.
那我们要跟主耶稣这个婚姻能够持续下去，我们有应该付的代价。
And so if we want to continue this marriage covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ, there is also certain sacrifices that we need to be willing to take.
那也有可以享受的福分。
Because there is also blessings untold of that we can enjoy.
那首先主耶稣在挑战这些门徒这个问题的时候，他先问他一个问题。
And before Lord Jesus challenged his disciples with this question, he first asked them another question.
我们看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8, Mark chapter 8.
第八章的二十七节。
Verse 27. Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, Who do men say that I am?
主耶稣先问门徒说，人说我是谁？
Lord Jesus asked his disciples, Who do men say I am?
现在已经跟主耶稣跟了一段时间了。
These disciples have followed Lord Jesus for a period of time.
也看过主耶稣行神迹。
They have seen Lord Jesus perform miracles.
也听过主耶稣讲道理。
They have heard the preaching from Lord Jesus.
也跟主耶稣生活在一起过。
They have lived together daily lives with Lord Jesus.
看那个道成肉身的耶稣是怎么生活，他是活在一起的。
They have seen how God manifested in the flesh.Lives from day to day.
那现在问一问，你人说我是谁？
And now Lord Jesus asked them, Who do men say that I am?
所以有时候我们信主啊，久了之后，常常要想，到底我信的主耶稣是谁？
And many times after we believe in Jesus Christ, we need to ask ourselves the same question. What is or who is Jesus Christ to us today?
有的人对主耶稣的了解是片面的。
And some people have very superficial understanding of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是全能的医生。
They know that he is an almighty physician.
不多，不错，他是全能的医生。
And that is in fact true.
所以如果有病啊，医生医不好，你来靠神，有时候神迹会发生的。
And so if you have an incurable disease, you can come to Lord Jesus. If it's God's willing, then sometimes you will be healed.
但是如果我们把主耶稣是想说他就是全能的医生这样而已。
But if we think of Lord Jesus as merely a physician, almighty physician, then
那我们平安的时候就不需要他了。平安的为什么需要医生呢？
Then in times of peace, we don't need Lord Jesus anymore. So why do we need him if we don't have any incurable diseases?
那为什么主耶稣值得我们来跟从？
But what is it about Lord Jesus Christ that makes it valuable for us to follow him?
我们要认识到底他是谁。
We need to first recognize who Jesus Christ really is.
所以在二十八节啊，他们每个人回答就不一样了。
And therefore, we see the different understanding and responses of all the people in verse 28.
有人说是施洗约翰。
Some people claim that Lord Jesus is John the Baptist.
施洗约翰是旧约最后一个先知。
John the Baptist is the final prophet of the Old Testament.
那有人说是以利亚。
Others say that Lord Jesus is actually Elijah who resurrected.
以利亚也是很有能力的先知。
Now Elijah was also a prophet that was very powerful in the Old Testament times.
那又说他是先知的一位。
And others say that he is, Lord Jesus is merely one of the prophets.
这三个回答结论都一样，耶稣只是人。
And all these three responses, think that Lord Jesus Christ is merely another human being.
但是二十九节。
But in verse 29 it says.
他就问说，你们说我是谁？
Lord Jesus asked him, but who do you say that I am?
你是基督。
Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ.
主耶稣就是旧约圣经预言的要来的一位弥赛亚救世主。
Lord Jesus Christ is in fact the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament.
那这一句回答就把主耶稣跟前面的回答不同把它显现出来。
And this response by Peter is completely different from the three other responses previously.
今天我们为什么要全心全力来跟从主耶稣？
Why is it today that we need to wholeheartedly follow after Lord Jesus Christ?
诗篇里面说，我的好处不在你以外。
Psalm says that apart from you, I have no good thing.
这大卫的诗篇
啊。 And this is the Psalm of David.
就是在神以外就没有一个什么是好的。
Apart from Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that is good.
一切好的都是在神里面的。
All good things comes only from Lord God Himself.
那个神就是主耶稣啊。
And that God is Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我们的好处不在主耶稣以外。
We can find nothing good apart from Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣以外就没有一件是好的。
Other than Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that is good.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say that?
因为在主耶稣以外，一切都会变成空的。
Because everything apart from Lord Jesus Christ will become empty.
空的就不是不好啊。
Emptiness is not very good.
所以它是短暂的好，它不是永远的好。
Doesn't mean it's not good. It just means it's temporarily good.
它是相对的好，它不是绝对的好。
It is comparatively good, but it is not an absolute good.
那永恒的好，绝对的好，就是在主耶稣里面。
But the only things that are eternally good are can only be found in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在看啊。旧约圣经在预言主耶稣的降生。
Let's look at the Old Testament prophecies of Lord Jesus Christ coming.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章的第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
为什么主耶稣值得我们来跟从？
Why is it that Lord Jesus is worthy of our devotion and following?
这个第六节在说，有一个儿婴孩为我们而生。
It speaks of a child that has born unto us.
这个我们呢、是历史上每一个地方不同时代的人。
Unto us refers to mankind of all generations, all ages.
有一个小孩子是为每一个人而生。
There will be a child that will be born unto every person of every generation.
接下去，他给他有四个头衔。
And these are the following four titles this child shall have.
他是奇妙，他是测试，把它合在一起，他是奇妙的测试。
He is called a wonderful counselor. Together, it's a wonderful counselor.
然后，他是全能的神。
He is a mighty God.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
He is a Prince of Peace.
这个婴孩啊，就是降世为人的耶稣。
This child that is born unto us is the Lord manifested in flesh, that is Jesus Christ.
他是我们人生最伟大的一个参谋。
He is our greatest
counselor.
He is our greatest counselor.
有时候我们遇到问题要去找我怎么来解决我的问题。
Sometimes we have problems we cannot solve. We don't know where to find our solutions.
到最后我们发现问题的答案就在主耶稣里面。
And in the end, we find the answer lies in Christ Himself.
有神的地方，有人的地方就有问题。
Wherever there are people, there are problems.
有人的，有神的地方就有答案。
Wherever there is God, there are answers.
主耶稣来就是要解决我们人类很多的问题。
When Lord Jesus comes, He came to solve many of our humankind problems.
他要怎么解决？
And how is He going to solve our problems?
他本身就是问题的答案。
He Himself is the answer to all problems.
所以有主耶稣。
And so with Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的生命就不饥饿不干渴。
Then our life shall not be thirsty, it shall not be in hunger.
因为他是生命之粮。
Because he is the bread of life.
为什么活着很无聊？
Why is it that we live in such emptiness and vanity?
为什么空虚？
Why do we feel so empty?
因为主耶稣不在我们里面。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is not filled within our hearts.
为什么人生找不到方向？
Why is it that humankind cannot find a direction in our lives?
因为耶稣就是光啊。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, that light they have not yet found.
没有跟着他走，我们就迷失了。
Unless we follow this light, we shall become lost.
把粪土当至宝，把至宝当粪土。
We will treat the rubbish of the world as the treasures, and we will treat the treasures, the true treasures, as the rubbish.
这是一个非常代价昂贵的迷失。
And this is a great loss and the value, sense of value.
如果我怕死怎么办？
And today I'm afraid of dying. What do I do?
怕死，死孩子一直来。
And even though we shall be fearing of death, that does not mean death will not come any later.
好像阴影这样一直靠近。
The shadow of death continues to cast over our lives and continues to intimidate us every day.
耶稣说，我就是生命，我就是复活。
Lord Jesus says, I am the life, I am the resurrection.
他就是答案。
And He is the answer for us today.
如果我们想要改变自己，
If we want to transform ourselves,
你怎么去改变呢？
How can we change our weaknesses?
立志行善由得我。
Even though we may determine to change,
但是行得出来，行不出来，我没有办法控制。
We lack the will and the perseverance to truly change.
因为我已经卖给罪了。
Because we have been sold into the sin of slavery.
是罪在控制我。
It is now sin that is controlling us.
主耶稣说。
But Lord Jesus says.
我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
凡是树枝结在一起的，就多结果子。
And any branch that is connected to me shall bear much fruit.
原来我们就发现，一个人要改变自己，最好的方法就是让主耶稣的生命充满在我们里面。
And so we find that in order for a person's life to be transformed, we need to be grafted onto the true vine of Jesus Christ, so our lives can bear fruit and have transformation.
所以他是最奇妙的参谋。
And therefore, he is the most wonderful counselor.
他没有一件事情不知道。
There is not one thing he cannot answer.
没有一个问题他没有答案。
There is not one problem he does not have the solution to.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus Christ.
何等的可贵。
He is so.He's the ultimate treasure.
但是有时候我们把最最有智慧的参谋放在一旁去找答案。
But yet many times we'll set aside this most wisest counselor to find answers in the wrong places.
有时候我们找的答案呢，带给我们更大的痛苦，更多的虚空。
And finding all these wrong solutions bring us even more sorrow and vanity into our lives.
更长久的迷失。
And also brings us even longer path of misleading and lostness.
第二个，他是全能的神。
Secondly, he is the mighty God.
他没有一件事情做不来。
There is not one thing that is too difficult for God.
这个就是我们在灵里面的对象。爱的对象。
He is the target of our spiritual love.
他没有一件事情做不来。
There's nothing in him that is too hard.
所以每一个问题，如果他愿意，都可以解答。
Nothing is impossible with God, so all problems can be surrendered to him for his repair and consolation.
所以在他里面就没有困难这句话。
And therefore, in him, there is no such vocabulary word as impossible.
只是说他愿意不愿意，就这样而已。
It is only a matter of whether or not Lord Jesus is willing to help us or not.
如果愿意，死了四天的拉撒路也可以从死里复活。
If the Lord Jesus is willing, then even Lazarus who died 4 days can resurrect and come alive again.
如果他愿意，风海都可以平静。
If Lord Jesus is willing, He will calm the wind and the waves.
如果他愿意，五个饼两条鱼可以喂饱五千个人。
If Lord Jesus is willing, even 5 loaves and 2 fish can feed 5,000 people.
所以只要他愿意，没有一件事情做不来。
Therefore, as long as He is willing, there is nothing that cannot be accomplished.
因为他是全能的神。
Because He is the Almighty God.
那现在问题是，他愿意吗？
And so the problem now is He willing to make a difference in your life?
我们再看下面一个。
And let's look on.
说他是永在的父。
Following it says he is the everlasting father.
一神，他就是众人的父。
There is one God who is above all.
他是我们人类的来源。
The father of all, the source of all life.
他就是爱的本身。
He is the essence of love itself.
我们是浪子。
We are just prodigal sons.
他来寻找我们。
He came to search for us.
为着重新让我们来享受他里面的爱。
So that we can once again enjoy the love and the reunion of the Father and the Son.
所以只要是对我们有好处的。
And so as long as this is good for us.
没有一件事情神不愿意为我们做。
There is not one good thing that God as a Father would not be willing to do for us.
因为他是永在的父。
Because he is an everlasting father.
当他的爱进到我们里面。
When his love comes into our hearts.
我们发现那个爱是何等的大。
That love poured within will be so great.
就把我们的内心满足了。
It is so magnanimous, it can fill our hearts.
我们就能够爱不可爱的人。
We can be so satisfied that we can love that is those that are unlovable.
像主耶稣能够爱钉他的人。
We can even love like Lord Jesus, those who have pierced him, nailed him to the cross.
父的爱何等的伟大。
The love of the Father is so exceedingly great.
再来，他是和平的君。
And finally, he is the Prince of Peace.
只有他能够成就人跟神的和平。
Only he can reconcile the peace between the Father and the sinful humankind.
因为只有他曾经为人类的罪像一头羔羊流出他的血。
Because only he came by himself to offer himself as that unblemished lamb to die for our sins.
所以只有他能够使我们跟神和睦。
Through his offering of peace, we can now be reconciled with our Father in heaven.
所以当主耶稣在我们中间。
And so when Lord Jesus Christ is among us,
他的爱充满我们。
When his love fills among us,
世界上就没有一个是我们的敌人。
And there will be no more enemies in this world.
我们只有一个敌人。
We have only one enemy.
就是魔鬼。
And that is Satan.
除了魔鬼以外，没有一个敌人。
Other than Satan, there is no other enemy.
因为神的爱是大的。
Because the love of God is so great.
所以旧约圣经在预言主耶稣的降临。
And so in the Old Testament, it prophesies of the Messiah's coming.
那这一个人有血有肉，就活在门徒的面前。
And as Lord Jesus Christ, he manifested in the flesh.
你们说我是谁？
In front of the disciples, he asked them, "Who do you say I am?"
今天我们认识信耶稣，要不断的去认识耶稣。
Today, have we continued to understand and really recognize who Lord Jesus is?
到最后，我们的结论会跟保罗一样。
Would our final conclusion be the same as Peter?
他就是至宝。
He is the ultimate treasure.
跟他相比。
As Paul.
一切都是粪土。
Compared to him, everything else is considered garbage in this world.
那当我们认识了主耶稣。
And when we know Jesus Christ.
我们要跟从他。
We want to follow him.
我们就很有信心了。
Then we are filled with faith.
我们所跟从的不只是一个人。
Now the person that we are following is not simply another human being.
我们跟从这个人，他是神成为人来地上。
This person is in fact God manifest in flesh, Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
所以我们值得投入我们的一生来跟从主耶稣。
And so he is worthy of our personal devotion of our entire lives to our personal Savior.
一定不会后悔的。
We shall never be sorry.
而且跟从他越久越亲近，我们越感谢。
And the more we follow him, the closer we become to him, the more joy and satisfaction we shall have.
我们人生很多的问题是因为我们没有跟从。
Many problems in our lives today is because we fail to follow Jesus Christ.
我们不愿意付代价。
We are not willing to pay the price.
所以我们就要付出更大的代价。
And so we have to pay an even greater price.
就是我们远离了主耶稣。
And that is the price of abandoning or leaving Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们愿意付代价来跟从他。
But if we're willing to pay the price.
在他的恩典之下，我们就要得到更宝贵的福分。
Then under his grace and blessings, we shall receive even greater treasures.
那到底我们跟从主要得到什么？
And so what is the purpose of us following Lord Jesus Christ?
我们现在来看马可福音第八章。
Turn back to Mark chapter 8.
36节。
Verse 36.
一直到38节。
To verse 38. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Also, 37. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 38. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
这个地方说37节。
Here speaks in verse 37.
人拿什么能够换生命呢？
What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
这一节是从36节接着来的。
And this came from verse 36.
人如果赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul?
生命有多大的价值？
How valuable is life itself?
这里说，如果赚得全世界，赔上生命是花不来的。
The Bible measures that if a person gains the whole world but loses his soul, it is not worth it.
这个生命是什么？
What is life?
我们可以把它解释作肉体的生命。
We can explain it as the life of our flesh.
你如果事业拼命拼拼到最后，身体弄坏了死了，那请问你多赚几间房子要做什么？
If we spend our whole life pursuing after riches and labor for what cannot last, and we ruin our health, and to the very end, what will we have?
但是，更贵重的是在。肉体这壳子里面的那个属灵生命。
What is more precious is life within that shell of our outer man.
那个就是永生啊。
Our inner man, that is our eternal life.
如果我们一次世界一次拼，到最后灵性没有了，失去了永生，那有什么益处呢？
We continue to strive in this world, but one day we lose that eternal life. Is it worth it?
所以这都告诉我们，不论肉体的生命、属灵的生命，它的价值超过全世界的。
And therefore, this is teaching us, it doesn't matter if it is our physical life or our spiritual soul life, then everything has eternal value.
那人能够拿什么来换生命呢?
And there's nothing that's comparable to our life, so we cannot give anything in exchange for our soul.
那要怎么能够得到永生?
So then, the question is, how can we obtain this eternal life for our soul?
35节。
In verse 35, For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospels will save it.
这里说，凡为我跟福音丧失生命的，必要得到生命。
It says, whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
为什么值得为主耶稣来牺牲？
Why is it worth it to lose our lives for Lord Jesus Christ?
最大的牺牲莫如牺牲生命。
The greatest sacrifice is to give up of our lives.
但是当我们为着主耶稣牺牲肉体生命的时候，
And if we're willing to give up our physical life for Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就有天上永恒的生命。
Then we will gain that eternal life in heaven above.
比方说斯蒂凡，
For example, Stephen,
他为着传福音，
When he was preaching the gospel,
他被人用石头打死。
For the sake of the gospel, he was stoned to death.
对一些世俗人来讲，
And for the people of the world,
我怎么能够传福音？
They question, how can they preach the gospel?
你看他传道被石头打死，主耶稣都没有救他。
Look at this person, he preached the gospel until he was stoned to death, and God didn't even save him.
一般人会这样想。
And this will be what most people will think.
但是圣经说我们是演一台戏。
But the Bible says that we are simply acting out a play in the stage of life.
给世人跟天使观看。
And we are performing for the people in this life and also for angels to view.
那每一个人都会死。
Everyone will die someday.
那最有价值的死法是什么？
And so what is the most valuable life?
就是为着主耶稣而死。
To be played, and that is to give up our life for the sake of Lord Jesus Christ.
那个时候我们在世界的舞台下台了。
And that day when we come down from the stage,
但是斯蒂凡要死的时候，
and we will be like Stephen, who
他眼睛看天，
was about to die, he saw into heaven.
天开了，
he saw heavens open.
耶稣站在神的右边等他，
and he saw Lord Jesus standing on the right hand of God, awaiting his soul.
马上他就从地上进到天国，
and very quickly his soul was converted from the earth into heaven above.
从人的面前进到神的面前。
From the presence of mankind into the presence of God.
从今生进到永恒。
From the temporal life into the eternal life.
从肉体的羞耻进到将来灵体的荣耀。
From the shameful, corrupt body into the eternal, glorious body in heaven.
所以如果一个人愿意为着跟从主而牺牲生命，这是有福气的。
And so if a person is willing to make the choice to give up of his temporal physical life for the sake of that eternal heavenly life above, then it's worth it.
他不但有永生，他有天国的荣耀。
Because not only will he gain eternal life, but he will have the glory in heaven above waiting for him.
所以做门徒的赏赐伟大。
And so those who are the disciples of Jesus, their reward shall be great in heaven.
是值得我们来投入的。
It is something that is worthy for our wholehearted devotion and sacrifice.
那在第十章里面，
Let's look at chapter 10.
我们看第十章，
Mark chapter 10.
马可第十章，
Mark chapter 10.
二十八节，
Verse 28. Then Peter began to say to him, See, we have left all and followed you.
二十九节，
Verse 29. So Jesus answered and said, Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospels. 30, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
彼得就问了，我已经撇下所有跟从你了，我要得什么？
Peter asks, see, we have left everything to follow you. What do we have then?
彼得把一船的鱼都舍下来了。
And Peter gave up the whole boatload of fish.
他的别的他的父亲呢？离别的他的父亲。
And he abandoned his father.
现在就跟从主耶稣。
Following Jesus Christ for the rest of his life.
我要得什么？
But then what will he have?
主耶稣说，在今世要得百倍。
And Lord Jesus said, "You shall receive 100-fold in this lifetime."
所以跟从主耶稣啊，是赏赐丰富。
And so following Lord Jesus Christ, we shall have 100-fold.
今世得百倍。
In this life, we shall be well rewarded.
当我们跟着主耶稣这样来服侍人、爱人。
When we follow Lord Jesus to serve others, to love others.
我发现我跟我们兄弟姐妹一样的，都把我们当作兄弟姐妹，那这个就百倍了。
We find that we gain many brothers and sisters, members who are our own age, a family in the household of God.
跟我们父母一样年纪，都把我们看作他的儿子、儿女，那我们父母就一百个了。
And we also gain so many mothers and fathers in Christ, those who are the same age as our parents.
所以当我们舍弃一切，跟着主耶稣这样来爱神爱人。
And so when we are willing to give up everything to follow Jesus, deny ourselves, then love others.
我们永不孤单。
And to love God, we will never be lonely.
不但神与我们同在。
Not only will God be with us.
我们所爱的弟兄姊妹都会与我们同在。
And all those brothers and sisters that love us shall be with us as well.
这就是赏赐啊。
And this is also a reward from God.
但如果我们没有跟着主。
But if we fail to follow Jesus.
那这个赏赐就体验不到。
Then this reward will not be experienced.
所以主耶稣要给我们诸般的恩典。
And so Lord Jesus wants to give us many blessings.
不但今生而且来世。
Not only in this life, but the life to come.
因此当我们在跟从主。
And so when we are following Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就发现我们的生活虽然有困难。
We find that even though we may have difficulties in this life.
但是我们是靠神的恩典，不是靠人的聪明。
But we rely on the grace of God, not on the wisdom of man.
所以尽我们应该做的本分，我们做不到，神用他的恩典把我们照顾了。
To face our life challenges, and so we do the best we can, and God will make up for the rest.
我们就感觉到他的担是轻省的，他的轭是容易的。
And that is why we can experience what Lord Jesus promised, that His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
当我们学他的样式，跟着他走。
When we learn from Him to be lowly and humble and gentle and meek, we shall be able to follow Him in steps.
虽然生活很多困难。
And although we may face many afflictions in this life,
他的恩典够我们用。
But we find that His grace is sufficient for us.
好，那条件是什么？
And so what is the conditions to receive these rewards?
马可福音
Mark
第八章
Chapter 8
34节
Verse 34When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
所以这里在提到跟从主前面有两个步骤。
So here states that for someone to follow Jesus, there's two preparation steps.
第一个要舍己。
Firstly, he must deny himself.
第二个要背起十字架。
Secondly, he must take up his cross.
那这两步做了，我们就能够跟着主耶稣。
Only when we do these two steps can we follow Lord Jesus Christ.
什么是舍己？
What does it mean to deny himself?
如果我们看旧约圣经，他们在献祭。
When we look at the Old Testament time when they offer animal sacrifices.
第一个，这个头要砍下来。
The first thing he must do is they cut off the head.
再来，皮要剥下来。
Then they skin the animal.
再来，要把它切成块。
Then they cut the animal into chunks.
头砍下来，皮剥下来，再切成块，你就看不出这是哪一头动物了。
After you have beheaded the animal, peeled the skin, and then cut them into chunks, the animal is no longer recognizable.
我们灵修的功夫最难的就是舍掉自己。
The highest point of our spiritual cultivation would be to deny ourselves.
没有自己的意思。
Not to have our own personal will.
没有自己的荣耀。
We don't have our personal glory.
不靠自己，只靠神。
We do not depend ourselves, we only depend on God.
这是最难的。
This is the hardest.
但是这是跟从主的一个条件。
But this is the prime criteria for following Lord Jesus Christ.
不荣耀自己，只荣耀神。
We do not glorify ourselves, but only glorify God.
只高举主耶稣，不高举自己。
We do not raise up ourselves, only uphold and raise up the name of Jesus Christ.
每一件事情都想怎么做，主耶稣会高兴。
And everything we do, we seek to please our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是想我怎么做，我自己觉得好。
We don't think of how to please ourselves in every matter.
那这个是第一步。
And this is the first step.
那这一步完了。
And after this first step is accomplished,
第二个背十字架。
Then the second step will be to take up our cross.
什么是十字架？
What does it mean, the cross?
如果我们看主耶稣，
When we look at Lord Jesus Christ,
他没有罪，他不应该死在十字架。
He is not a sinner. He should not have died on the cross.
但是神要叫他死在十字架上付赎价。
But Lord God wanted him. It was His will that Lord Jesus would sacrifice Himself and be nailed to the cross for the sin of mankind.
所以十字架叫苦杯。
And that is why the cross is called the bitter cup.
今天我们要完成神的旨意，所有一切的痛苦牺牲，苦杯，这个就是我们的十字架。
Today, if we want to accomplish the will of God in our lives, we need to receive all the bitterness and the cup of suffering that He has ordained for us.
我不做了，这个就没有了，那个就是十字架。
If we give up, and then this suffering will no longer will cease to exist, and that is the cross that we must bear.
所以我们要跟从主。
And so to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
代价很高。
The sacrifice is great.
第一个，舍掉自己。
Firstly, we must deny ourselves.
第二个，背起十字架。
Secondly, we must take up our cross.
这样天天来跟从他。
And then we can follow Lord Jesus Christ every day.
那我们如果这样做，赏赐伟大。
If we do this, then our reward shall be great.
有来世的永生跟荣耀。
And there will be glory and eternal life in the heaven to come.
有今生的富足。
We will have prosperity in the current life.
在恩典上富足。
And on the blessing of God.
在神性上要富足。
And shall be rich in the godliness of God.
使我们活在这个世界上生活很丰盛。
So that we can live in this life full of blessings of God.
所以主耶稣说，如果有人要跟从我。
And therefore, Lord Jesus says, if anyone desires to come after me,
我每一个人来思想，然后做一个决定。
We must consider this question ourselves and what is our answer to this choice.
我要不要跟从主耶稣？
Am I willing to follow Jesus Christ?
如果要，我们就要付代价。
If I'm willing, then I'm willing to pay the price.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
,108. 下旬我们下一次的灵恩布道会。
Our next spiritual convocation will be coming up at the end of September.
大概四个月。
We only have 4 months time left.
如果算礼拜，大概是七十八个礼拜。
We will have about 17 or 18 weeks left.
所以我们需要为着下一次的灵恩布道会，我们来准备。
We must strive forward to prepare for the next spiritual convocation coming up.
大家试试看一个人带一个慕道者。
Everyone should try to at least bring one person each.
那第二个。
Secondly,
每天为着教会的圣工来祷告。
We need to spend the time to pray for our holy work and prosperity of the church every day.
那我们如果真的这样去做，我们就会看到神在我们当中在带领祝福。
If we truly do this faithfully, we shall see the work of God among us.
所以我们祷告的时候为着教会的圣工来祷告。
So let's pray now for the prosperity of our church's holy work.
我们一起来祷告结束我们下午的聚会。
Let's pray and conclude today's sermon.
奉主耶稣的圣名。